senseless chains with bleeding stripes. Hold and sigh, let's pray that night, and in their pain began to swing, their chains were loose, and they were free. They sang, I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. So if you find that in your life you in the midst of time so hard, reach out my faith to heights unknown. The truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Oh, glory be to God.
I bless your name.
Hallelujah.
I give you all.
Grace, what privilege, oh, that Lord, we can come and sit at your feet, Lord. Father, we thank you, yes, a new week, and here we are, Lord, you've granted us already journey mercies from our various homes, and you brought us safely here, oh God. Yes, Lord, looking back, the week had been a blessing to every one of us, and we say thank you, Lord. Father, even as we come, yes, we want to today hear something of God, oh, that will take us through the week and beyond. And Father, we start the whole today's activities, Sunday schools, the children and ourselves here. And Lord, we want to commit all under the power and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the author of the Word of God. So Lord, bless your Word. And all that, Lord Jesus, you want us to do. And Lord, to observe. Father, help us, because we want to be like you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to bless you. Yes, we thank the Lord. We are back again at our building site. And what is it all about? What is it all about? We have been talking about a building, what it's all about. Is God looking for a house, a temple that is not made with hands to dwell in? So even he asked the question, what house will you build me, saith the Lord? Amen. And brethren, except that the Lord himself gives us the divine materials, and then give us also the pattern for which we need to follow, You see, if a man will labor to build this house, it will be in vain. So we go to what? Go by his requirements and the manner he wants us to build it. And when it happens that way, as it happened in the wilderness, when it was done according to his plan, his glory descended upon it. Jerusalem, that house, the glory descended upon it. If we build it well also, the glory of God will descend upon us. Today, we come to patience. So let's turn to our reading, 2 Peter 1, and look at the materials, the divine materials that God has given to us. Amen. 2 Peter 1, reading from 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence as to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. Yes, today we are on patience. We are going to add the layer, the divine layer of patience today. Amen. And let us always remember that phrase about the giving all diligence. Let us always remember. You know, Apostle Paul also, what he said, we'll be reading it every week that we will be studying this subject when we come to building, you see. Because he said, according to grace that has been given to me, see, as a wise master builder, I have what? Laid the foundation. And then another builder thereupon. And so he said, let every man take heed, you see, giving all diligence. Take heed how he buildeth upon it. Amen. Amen. If you even take the natural gold to add, it will not what? Vulcanize. Praise the Lord. And so this morning, we can say about the divine nature, the stature of a perfect man, we can say that we have laid what? The right foundation, which is faith foundation. Do you all believe that? Amen. Yes, and we moved on. We added virtue, and then we added knowledge, and then temperance last week. Today, we are going to add word patience. Amen. My brother, the word patience is very, very powerful, even in social life. Amen. You know, many accidents and deaths that have been occurring in our roads and everything, sometimes it is what? Just a little patience that someone didn't what?
That's right.
Take. It's true.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. A little patience. Yeah, I've been in that situation before. Little patience, trying to do an overtaking. Whilst I could see a curve just before me, see, I found myself in a real serious situation.
Amen.
And that the other driver come in was so good. Say, God bless him. He just shifted away to, thank God there was a shoulder. You see, so a little patience can what avert many things.
Amen.
You know, it was, you know, the First World War, you know what happened? It's because of what? A patient that a 19-year-old boy, a Bosnian, yeah. And when the Duke of Austria, as Franz Ferdinand, visited Bosnia, this revolutionary boy killed him and the wife. See, because they were looking for what? An independence. And that's not the way to go. You see, And that brought, you see, it happened on 28th June 1914. By August 2019, the World War has started. Just because of somebody's impatience and reacted wrongly, it caused 16 million deaths in the First World War. So you see how patience is. If this little boy, young man, had been a little patient, it couldn't have what brought the First World War.
That's right.
That was the beginning of it. Amen. So the prophet said, if you got faith, it worketh what? Patience. So the foundation, if you got faith, it worketh what? Patience. The Bible says, see, the Bible said it. See, this patience, that that's the next thing that's going to build into this stature. You know, God's got real material. God got real material in this building. First slide, please. Second slide. He said, patience with what? What kind of patience? First thing is having patience with God.
Amen.
Have patience with God in all things, my brother. If you've got real, genuine patience, you will have real, genuine faith. You will have real, genuine patience. Because faith worketh what? Patience. And even somewhere I said, the trial of your faith worketh what? Patience. When God says anything, you believe it. That's all. You got patience. Someone will say, well, I asked him last night to heal me, and I just am sick this morning. Oh, my. That's not patience. God told Abraham, and 25 years later, there wasn't even one sign. He still believed it. He was patient with God. See, Noah had patience. Yeah, Noah had real godly patience. So you see that godliness has come. See, all the materials, they work together.
Right.
You see, that's why they can what? Vulcanize from faith all through to brotherly kindness and then crown with what? Love. The same material. It shows that when you are building natural house with your bricks, which is mixed with what? Cement, the same concrete, you had to what, put it before it can what, hold. The same thing like the house, this spiritual house that we are building. Amen. Is that Noah preached 120 years at it. Plenty patience. Not even a dew fell from heaven. Always preaching. Oh, God is going to destroy this world with rain. Preaching and preaching, and there was not even a dew. The sky was as dry as usual, the way how it had been all the time. You see, nothing, just as dusty as it was ever for 120 years. But he was patient. God tries your patience, you see. That's right. God tries them. Noah waited. Even when he had entered into the ark, he said, Noah waited. The fourth day passed, no rain. You see it? It's all right. It's going to happen. That's what Noah was saying. He said, it's all right. It's going to happen. I can hear Mrs. Noah come around and say, Dad, are you sure? He said, don't talk like that. He had patience, because he had faith.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He had virtue. He had knowledge. That was right, you see. He had temperance. See, he didn't fly loose and say, well, I don't know what is all about. I lost my popularity out there. No. People don't care for me no more. I'll go out there and start all over anew again. No. He had patience. God promised God will do it. God will do it because God said so.
Amen.
Have patience with God. If you have asked him anything, have patience with him. Praise the Lord. He promised it and he will do it. So he said, put him always before you. Let him be the next crossing thing. You can't cross him. See, you can't cross Jesus if you put him before you. Because he is the door of the sheepfold. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
No one can cross him in or out unless he opens, because he holds the key of David. When he opens, no one can close. When he closes, no one can open. So put him before you all the time. You, between yourself out there and you here, self and you, put God there.
Amen.
Amen. Put Jesus there. He said, just keep him before you. He said so, and it's going to happen, see? Keep him before you. That's right. So that brings us to David. Then the prophet followed it with what? A number of what? Characters. Number of them. See? We all know the story of David. See? David was what? Enjoying his shepherd life. Until the time when God called him and anointed him to be what? King of Israel. And then all trials and a lot of things came his way. You see, my brother, maybe when you were in the world, you thought that it was easy for you. But when you become a Christian, you see things getting harder. My brother, my sister, have patience with God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Have patience with him. When you go back out, you want to go back out there? Oh, my brother, stay where you are.
Amen.
That's faith. That's patience. That's temperance. That's what? Knowledge of him.
Right.
You see. So it happened that one time he was being what? Pursued by two forces. Saul and his guards, his soldiers, and then the enemy Philistines. They were all looking for him. So now David has turned to be what? A fugitive. Always looking for a safe place what? To hide. You see. And let's read. And the men of David, you see, and then you know the story already, when they went into an inner cave to hide. And then the very person who had been chasing him also came. The entrance, that's where they also what, kept us, camped. But what happened? Saul and the soldiers all just fell asleep. It's quite strange. So no soldier was what, standing guard? You see, God is what? He said, God will try your what? Your patience. You try your patience. And even what I know is that for security soldiers, if they want to even camp a place, they will go in a deeper to see that everything is safe because they are moving with the king. But none was there. So when David, they came out, they saw him fast asleep. And we know the story. Said, and the man of David said unto him, behold, the day which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thy hands, that thou mayest what? Do to him as it shall seem good unto you. You see, they were quoting scripture. The soldiers were quoting scripture, which is true, that God had promised him that way. But the question is, you see, is Saul, David, you see, didn't take Saul as an enemy. But here, God is talking about what? Enemy.
Amen.
Amen. David was seeing Saul as what? His master. A God anointed. So he wasn't an enemy to. The scripture says, but see, the soldiers were quoting him what? Scripture that God said, he will deliver your enemies into your hands and you can do whatever you want with them. So this is the chance now. But David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterwards that David had smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. Even cutting it. See, I shouldn't have done it. Praise the Lord. See. And he said unto the men, the Lord forbid that I should do. Okay. Let's get to the next one. And the second time, there was him again in the wilderness, asleep. And David went together with one of his soldiers as Abishai. And you know the story already. That was who Abishai said. In Samuel, 1 Samuel 24, 4 and 7. He said, God had delivered thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear even to the earth at once. I will not smite him the second time. My. No. Look at it. Let me just finish him so that your fugitive living will end. Why should you be what? Running all the time. Let me just finish him and then. You see, brother, it looks so good to do that. Naturally. See. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not. For who can stretch his hands against the Lord, the anointed? You see, it couldn't take all, eh? Oh, I see. Let me read from here. He said, behold. So, the next one. He said, because I put it here, maybe I didn't put it on down here. But when you want to read, I think 1 Samuel 26 or, yeah, it could be. So let's move on. So David, a similar opportunity came. Okay, it is here. God had delivered thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now, therefore, let me smite him, I pray thee, with a spear even to the earth at once, and I will smite him. I will not smite him the second time. And David said, destroy him not. For who can stretch his hands against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? I will not stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear, and that is... and that is at his bolster, take the spear and the cruse of water and let us what? Let us go. Amen. Brethren, patience. He was not in a rush to ascend what? The throne to be the king of Israel, though he has been anointed. But that man was the king, Saul, had been what? To us, or in human, you see it as the hindrance. He's an obstacle to me. Let me clear that obstacle. If God, if you have put Jesus before you, you cannot cross him to do that.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You wouldn't cross the Lord to do that. That's why the prophet said, put Jesus before you. Amen. The prophet said, Paul had patience. How many minutes do I have? 10. Oh, good.
written.
The prophet said Paul had patience. Certainly did. Look what Paul had to do. Talk about what? Patience. My brother, Apostle Paul was truly what? A great apostle. My. See, he had achieved something in his own life, but yet he let go all those things so that he would follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And as he did that, oh, there was a lot. But one thing, David was looking the way how Jesus was looking. Because the scripture says Jesus went to the cross to suffer because he saw the joy that was set before him and he was able to endure the cross. Amen. So, Apostle Paul was looking the way how Jesus was looking. That's the way how we got to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was looking the way how Jesus looked. And so he also could say that the sufferings of this present time cannot be what compared with what? The joy, the glory that will be revealed to, for us. Amen. He was also looking at the joy, the glory. You see, he was looking afar off. As we read our scripture, he said, if these things be in you, all the virtues, from faith to what? Brotherly kindness and God capping it with love. If they are all in you and abound, he said, you what? You will never fall. But if you lack them, he said, you are blind. And you cannot what? See afar off. And so Paul was looking the way how Jesus was looking. See, looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith, who, seeing the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and as it was, and as he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He was looking the way how Jesus was looking. So all the suffering that he had to go through. My brother, my sister, let's look at some slides quickly here. Anyone that will one day visit Rome, try to go to this place. I think my precious brother, Vegas and the family, they went to Rome. Yeah. When you visit Rome, try to go to this place. Give us the next slide. You know, okay, the first one is actually the prison, like a dungeon, where the first one, go back to the first one. Yeah, we'll come back. See, that's where the place, Apostle Paul. Yeah, come next. Let's see. Now, let's read what it said. You see, that place, you have an upper chamber, which they call, in Italian, carcere, and was the only prison in the ancient Rome. When someone was sentenced to death, they were brought here to await execution. So that was where. But that's the upper, that's the upper chamber. Pictured here is the upper chamber of the ancient prison. Do you see a hole over there? That's where they pass the prisoners through to the rear prison, the next one. See the hole up there? That's where Paul was. They call it Tilianum. Below the upper chamber is a circular room called the Tilianum. This structure may have held religious importance even before the days of the apostles. That's where they kept Paul. The next one. You see the hole that they pass, is it? before the stairs, you see, this time they made stairs, but before the stairs were added, those prisoners who entered the Trianum from the carcer were lowered through a hole in the carcer's floor. My brother, my sister. And it was in this place, go back to the this in itself. It was in this place. Paul still could write to wrote a letter to the church of Philippi. And he was able to say that I count not myself as apprehended. I've not yet apprehended the reason why God even called me. Jesus called me. I don't think I've finished yet. And so I'm still pressing on towards the mark. And look at where he was. A man of faith. A man of patience. I'm still pressing on. Even in that dungeon. That's why he wrote that letter to the church of Philippi. My brother, my sister, if we want to build a house for God, let us follow those who, through faith, were able to what? Inherit the promise. He was still ready. See, he felt that, no, as long as life is in me, I've not yet finished the work that God has called me for. I'm pressing on. Until the last day he was presented, his what? His execution letter. That's what he wrote, another letter to Timothy. Praise the Lord. And he said, that scripture, I'm ready to be offered. Amen. I have what? Who can read that phrase for you? Sometimes you say, I'm getting old, I can't. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. And now, the time for my departure is what? It's now ready. I'm ready to what? To go. The last hour before he was handed his execution letter, before he said, now, I've kept the faith. I've fought a good fight. Amen. I've done what the Lord had called me to do. And now I'm ready to be offered. As a man of patience, man of faith, praise the Lord. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. And I've kept the faith. Amen. Go on. Henceforth, there is laid up a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only me, praise the Lord, not only me, but all them also that will love his appearing. Do you love his appearing? Oh, praise the Lord. Shall we stand? Our dear Heavenly Father, truly, Lord, when we look at all these witnesses that surrounds us, O God, the work they did, O Lord, their lives they gave for your sake, Lord, for the gospel's sake, Lord, it becomes a challenge to us. But to help us, Lord, we want to take that same footprints that they've left on the sands of time, that we will also will be given that same crown of righteousness. We thank you, Lord, as Father. We want to now praise your name, worship you, and sing to thy name, Lord. Father, we want to commit the musicians, the song leader, all into your hands now. Please, Lord, we want to sing songs of Zion, of thanksgiving unto you. So, Lord, give us voices, give us hands to clap, all to thy glory, Lord. And Father, oh yes, today, the word that you have for us, Lord, we are prepared. Father, you know our needs spiritually. Amen. Speak to us through your word today. Amen. As we surrender, Lord, your servant, before you now, O God, The Lord, you use him, Lord, mightily today, or to bless your church, to bless your bride. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.